From Clocher Valley in County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you join us as Gospel Minister the Reverend Peter McIntyre is here to let the Bible speak and preach Christ in all His fullness.
Hello and good afternoon. You're very welcome to the Wednesday edition of Let the Bible Speak. In a few minutes we'll be turning to Luke chapter 15, where once again we'll consider the parable of the prodigal son. First, an announcement for all our listeners, but could our County Monaghan listeners please take note of this. There is a gospel mission held in your area in Corrigarry Free Presbyterian Church. It's just outside the village of Drum on the Clonus Road. It begins this Sunday, the 12th of March at 3:30. It continues Monday through to Friday at 8 o'clock and it is continuing for a fortnight. The preacher will be Mr. Noel Shields, a very talented and gifted gospel evangelist. If you require further information, you may speak to the Reverend Philip Kyle on 087-909-8749. 087-909-8749. You would be made most warmly welcome. Before we come to the Word of God, please listen to this lovely gospel hymn.
Oh, for 1,000 tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise, the glories of my God and King, the triumphs of His grace. My gracious Master and my God, assist me to proclaim, to spread through all the earth abroad the honors of Thy name. His blood availed for me. His blood can make the palace clean. His blood availed for me.
We're reading from Luke chapter 15, beginning at the verse 11. And he said, a certain man had two sons. And the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together, and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husks that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, How many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him, and had compassion, and ran, and fell on his neck, and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to his servants, Bring forth the best robe, and put it on him, and put a ring in his hand, and shoes in his feet, and bring hither the fatted calf, and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead, and is alive again. He was lost, and is found. And they began to be merry. May the Lord bless the reading of his word to our hearts. This afternoon we're going to think about the prodigal's acceptance in the father's house. And here we come to the most beautiful part of the story. Up until now, we have looked at a tragedy. But now we shall contemplate a triumph, because this story is a triumph of mercy and grace and love and forgiveness. It is a parable that extends the olive branch of hope to poor lost men and women who think that they have no hope. If you feel lost, if you feel forsaken, if you feel unforgiven, consider this parable. There is a God in heaven who loves you with an everlasting love. Let us think about the acceptance of the prodigal this afternoon. Firstly, please consider the reunion. Here we see the father's eyesight. He saw his son and he recognized his son. And those eyes were eyes of compassion. God looks upon you today and he sees you where you're at and he cares about you. Because there is no one who loves the sinner like God. Notice also the father's haste. He didn't just go to meet his son, but the Bible tells us that he ran to meet his son. And it was this which gave the son strength to make that final journey into the father's house, because his dad was going to bring him home. It is not the sinner's approach to God that saves the soul, but it is God's approach to the sinner that saves him. If you come to God today in faith and repentance, God will come to you with haste, and he will draw you to himself, and he will give you peace and assurance and forgiveness and love. As regards this reunion, also think about the father's kiss. This old man kissed his son, and this kiss in Eastern times represented reconciliation. The father was saying to his boy, whatever you've done, I'm reconciling myself to you. I'm forgiving you. I'm bringing you back into the fold. You're coming home to be with me. Whenever you come to the Lord will forgive you. He'll reconcile himself to you. Christ died on the cross, you see, that we might be at one with God. That's what it is to be reconciled, to be at one with God. Secondly, please think about the reception. As this father brought his boy into his house, he received him by giving him, first of all, a robe. He gave him new clothes because he was in rags, after all. This robe represents the perfect garment of Christ's holiness that the sinner receives when he becomes converted. In Isaiah 61 verse 10 we are told, I will greatly rejoice in the Lord, my soul shall be joyful in my God, for he hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. He hath covered me with the robe of righteousness. Do you remember when Adam and Eve sinned? They made fig leaves for themselves because they were conscious of their nakedness. Their nakedness became a sin to them. It became a shame to them. Therefore, when God came, they attempted to manufacture a garment for themselves. They realized they needed a covering, you see. And God came. He slew animals in the garden, and the skins of those first creatures ever killed covered Adam and Eve. God made a covering for them. That's what they needed. They tried to cover themselves with their own fig leaves. That was not enough. God said blood had to be shed. And then the covering was discovered. You need to be covered today with Christ's righteousness. As God looks upon us, he sees sin. But when we receive this garment of salvation provided for us when Christ died at the cross, God will not see our sin. We'll be covered. We'll be made just before God. That's what we need. There's no hope without it. And when you get saved, when you put your faith in Christ, God will give you this garment of Christ's righteousness. That'll be yours forever. This young man received the father's robe. He also received the father's ring. The father's ring represented the fact that this son was back in the family. It was a symbol of adoption. And although the prodigal was always a member of the father's family, yet the father wanted to emphasize this fact, that he has a right to all the privileges of this house. He's my blood. He's my son. He's got my ring. Whenever we are saved, God makes us a member of his family. John 1 and 12 tells us that as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe in his name. Perhaps you have prayed the Lord's Prayer many times, Our Father, which art in heaven. You can recite it off, but is God really your Father? Except you're born again of the Spirit of God, God isn't your Father. You need to start praying that prayer with a genuine heart, knowing that you're in God's family. And if you trust Christ, you will be in the family. You will be able to say with assurance, not out of vain repetition, not out of mere ritual, but out of a heart that knows God, Our Father, which art in heaven. As the father received his prodigal son, he gave him a robe and he gave him a ring, but he also gave him shoes. In the scriptures, our feet represent our walk, and our walk represents the things we do in life, the places we go, the life that we lead. The Bible calls this the walk. When God saves us, he gives us the ability to walk a new kind of life, to embark on a new career, to take a different direction. When God saves us, we become different. The person who has Christ's righteousness and the person who's in Christ's family, that person will leave the old life behind. And he'll embrace the new life. He'll become a new creature in Christ. Perhaps you say, I would love to be a Christian, but I couldn't keep it. I couldn't live up to it. Yes, you can. Not because of anything you do. Because of the power of Christ that will be in you. God will give you the ability to be different. But you must trust him first. This was a great day. The Father and the Son were reunited. The Father received the Son. And there was also a rejoicing between the Father and the Son. There was great happiness. The Father provided the fatted calf on this day. This was the best provision that he could muster. When God saves you, he satisfies you. Christians may never have all the riches of the world, but they will have something better than all the silver and gold. They will have the Father's joy in their hearts. In the Psalm 37 verse 16 we read, "A little that a righteous man hath is better than the riches of many wicked." We may have little in this world, but when we have Christ, we have everything. Do you have Christ today? Have you got this satisfaction? Christ said, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Have you got this abundant life? We're also told they began to eat and be merry. Whenever a soul is saved, God is merry. He's happy. He rejoices. He even sings. In Zephaniah 3 verse 17, the prophet said, "The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save, he will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love, he will joy over thee with singing." Oh, the singing of God. God is happy when sinners are saved. That's why God sent his Son to the cross, in order that he might be glorified through the reception of poor lost souls. The prodigal entered the Father's house once again. He lived under his Father's roof. He enjoyed his father's company. He reveled in his father's protection. If you get saved today, you'll come into the Father's house. You'll be at home with God. You'll have that blessed hope of sharing eternity with God in that place of many mansions that Christ is preparing for us. Would you not like to enter God's family? Would you not come? Be united to God today. I pray that you will. Thank you very much for listening.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak. If we can be of any further spiritual help, or if you would like to receive some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Willand Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. That's Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Willand Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. You may hear Mr. McIntyre preach each Lord's Day here in Clocker Valley Free Presbyterian Church at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8952-1611. 028-8952-1611. We assure you of a very warm welcome at all the services and look forward to having you visit with us. Thank you for listening today. May the Lord richly bless you. And don't forget to tune in on this same station at the same time next week when once again we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.